dialogue that is taking place both on social media, on newspapers and the press. It's a healthy debate. We have noticed some of the comments, the advices being given. I think the legal opinions that were given initially were based on the wrong premises, that they thought that we are introducing bond notes for catering for shortage of cash. That's not the case. That's not the case. The bond notes, they are supporting or they are funding the export incentive or export bonus scheme that we need to introduce. We are still talking, and the legal opinions, I think they should keep on flowing. We are learning also from them. So I think for now, you've asked a good question about legal opinions. Look, this is a democratic society, and the society is an opinion. And bond notes, by the way, they are not currency. Bond notes, they are coupons, they are tokens. It's a token of appreciation that are given to the exporters. As simple as that.
So these will not be given to members of the public. It's only to exporters. They won't work like the bearer checks.
No. They work like bond coins, blessing. When you go to a shop today, you are given a change in bond coins. The shop owner bangs the bond coins together with the US dollar, both the ID par. The same will be the same with the bond notes, the ID par with you. So there's on one account, which is the US dollar account, where the money will be put into. And you just withdraw it just the way you do with the US dollars. So the funding mechanism is not through the company. It's through the bank that comes now to us, whereby they will say, Mangunja yesterday exported, can we have the 5% to fund the position, the bank's position? Otherwise, the bank will be short by that 5%. So that's how the bank now have the bond notes. No, that is what we do. We give them. We don't just give them. It's on after the export, after money they received into the economy. And you might want to know, Blake, that after the tobacco producers requested that they wanted to use one account, the US dollars and the coal producers, we have since also unified everything.
And there was also concern, Dr. Mangunjika, about the loan from Afreximbank Bank. What are the terms of that loan?
You know, Blake, what we are talking about here, it's not about all that issue. The issue is that there's a single narrative, which is about trust and confidence. All these things, that question that you are asking, it's all about, it boils down to one thing, trust and confidence. That's the only thing. Because the Afreximbank Bank, as you might be aware, are the bank that has been assisting this economy since 1997, and also PTA Bank. Those two banks, without those two banks, this kind of would have gotten credit throughout the whole world. That is known. Therefore, to start today questioning the terms of a facility, you know, it's a bit queer.
And another issue that the legal experts were raising was that there must be an expiry date on the bond notes.
That we agree. That's standard, my brother. We have never. See, how can they give a legal opinion before it is a blessing? that we agree. We have heard what they said, and we agree 100%.
So you are still pushing for them to be unveiled in 2 months?
Blessing, I said right now we are all engaging. I don't want to be people about emotional about these things. Let's calm down. Let's continue engaging.